producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
To be a good day. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, who's in Washington. Cold there this week. Cold there. It's going to
snow this weekend.
Yeah, I know. A lot of snow, cold. Good for you, Richie. Congratulations. Keep it there.
I was hoping we'd sneak through the winter without one, but here it comes.
A little rain into our lives in the arena where Jennifer and I are in Los Angeles. A little rain. It's not too... Yesterday was a pleasant day. It wasn't real warm, but it was quite pleasant. Frankly, we're interested in being pleasant.
We're pleasant. Pleasant.
We are pleasant. So this is not pleasant. Michelle Bachmann talks about the Newsweek, that Newsweek cover, how she relates to the sexist comments that are being directed toward Hillary Clinton. We live supposedly in a man's world, and that in no small part disgusts me. We still have, I mean, I don't think this goes down the same path as the discussion about the Oscar nominees and quotas and that sort of thing. And you can say, well, that's because they're white women that we're talking about, not black women. You know, you can say whatever you want. You can call me names. I don't really care. This, to me, is troubling. The fact that we don't have any black people who are nominated for Oscars doesn't bother me. You can call me a racist, say whatever you want, I don't care. I know what I am, I know who I am, I know I'm not a racist, I'm very comfortable saying that. I'm also comfortable being not comfortable about the things people talk about Hillary Clinton and her fat legs and her pantsuits and things that have nothing to do with her ability to be a politician. Have an argument with her about her ability to lead, yes. But when you start attacking her for being a woman in pants or whatever other things...
it's the first thing that people talk about. I mean, yeah. There are a lot of things that you could hit Hillary for.
Absolutely.
We've been through them already today. Benghazi, emails, lies,
right. Whatever.
Clinton Foundation scandals, whatever it is. But the first thing people always go to, oh, she's not that attractive, or oh, she's always wearing pants. And you know what? I don't like to play the card, about the woman card, very often, because I feel like I've been given a fair shake, and I feel like with work and determination, you can overcome a lot of glass ceilings. But you have to realize that men and women in this country, in this world, are judged differently. And
why?
Whether that's right or wrong,
is
it pre-programmed, perhaps?
Yeah.
But it happens.
How are you teaching your children, Richie, how are you teaching your two children not to be sexists?
That's a serious question.
You've been a sexist. You're getting better at it. But
that's right. Yeah, I'm a total sexist.
No, you're not anymore, but you...
Oh, good. Now that I've been around you.
That's right.
I know what?
My kids are exposed to everything in our neighborhood and our community. So I don't make a point of it. I don't point out to them that somebody is different or that somebody...
Well,
does
do they
something.
Recognize it on their own? Do they hear it from other people?
I just want them to accept it. I want them to just realize that there are all kinds of people in the world that do all kinds of jobs in the world. Mm-hmm. And the minute you start going, wow, look at that. A woman is doing this job.
Yeah, you
is
see,
when
that's
they start
great.
Going, huh.
And that's the thing. I mean, I guess that's what I'm getting at is instead of... I think we do a great job of sexualizing our kids a little too young, and
you mean making them aware of sex or being because of the sex, oozing of sexual innuendo from young teenagers.
I'm going to go on a Doug Steffen sidetrack rant. The kid who is in Girl Meets World on the Disney Channel, her name's Rowan something or other.
Yeah,
she's 14 years old, and she just came out on Twitter and said that she's bisexual.
At 14?
At 14.
Really? How do you know that?
I'm thinking, this is so ridiculous. My parents would have been mortified. I was paying, I really, I mean, I know.
How do you know at 14 anyway?
I was a slow bloomer. I was playing with Barbie dolls at 14. And the fact that these, and she's being applauded. Oh, how great. She just wants to love whoever she wants to love. This is a 14-year-old child. This is not, but this is commonplace now. It's everybody's, you know, they're pushed to be sexual. Yeah. We look at girls' dolls. They're very sexual.
By the way, Richie, when I went to lunch with Jennifer the other day, she had a Barbie doll in the back seat of her car.
I did. Well, I used to love Barbie dolls, actually. But
well, my daughter's got 20 of them. I'll send them all to you.
The difference between my Barbies were never sexy. Like, Bratz dolls is what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah.
The Bratz dolls look like little prostitutes. Yeah. I mean, it's horrible. But
the outfits you see on some of these Barbie dolls now are pretty risque, aren't they?
Maybe Barbie now, but I know my Barbies of the time were always dressed like in evening gowns, or they were dressed in nurse's outfit. You know, of course, maybe not sexy.
Or bikinis.
I think my point, our position in society to make everybody feel free to love and blah, 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 I think it almost pushes this idea. It almost, like, the thing to break out of the box is actually pushing women more in the box because we continue to judge ourselves for sexuality. I would say if I have a girl, which I hope at some point I'm lucky enough to be blessed with kids, I would just say, you know what, you can do whatever you want to do. You just have to work for it. You have to have the determination. You have to compete bigger and better than anybody else, whether it's a boy or a girl. And I think if you make that the message to your kids, then they don't get held back by stereotypes.
You know, we were talking about this yesterday here at the network. Carly Fiorina, who was my favorite for a long time, basically didn't do well because she's seen as...
harsh. She's a tough
harsh.
Yeah.
And that's the
And that was
standard.
The rap she had when she was running HP Region.
Well, that's the double standard. You're up on a stage with six guys, and to be tough or seen as tough enough to be president, you have to be able to stand toe-to-toe. But when you're a woman and you do that, you're seen as kind of natty and bitchy and harsh and everything.
Yep.
And when you're a man and do that, you're seen as tough, you know.
Strong, yeah.
And so it's hard, and I wanted her to do well, and I wish she would have done well. Look at Trump and the way he acts.
Yeah.
If she did that, oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Okay.
But in the same vein, there's a popularity contest on the men's side as well. You have to be the tall, good-looking guy to be able to get forward ahead because guys like Chris Christie and look at Huckabee had to lose all that weight to be able to
look
do anything.
Looks matter for guys, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, sadly,
you have to look presidential.
Bald,
no
you will never see a bald president again.
Right, and they always, it looks like the tall ones always seem to win. I think there's always a matchup, you know, who's the tallest and the tallest ones hit the
who's court. The tallest of them all? Facebook you.
Didn't work well for Jeb Bush.
You know, the one thing I think is
sick,
though, is that women think that they have to be a hard rear end to make it in business. I mean, one of the things I don't like is that women feel like they have to lose their femininity to be taken seriously. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think you have to put your femininity aside. But I don't think you have to dress in dowdy pantsuits all the time and pretend you're a man. I think you need to be you need to celebrate your differences, be a woman, be the best competitor that you can be, and you don't have to give up all that.
I think Hillary does it just for, I think she feels that's the best look for
convenient.
Her.
Speaking of rear ends, Sir Mix-a-Lot joins us in a few minutes here on Good Day. 14 past the hour, also a focus on General David Petraeus, who's in the news again today. First, though, I would like you to go back down memory lane with me to remember when you looked your best. Maybe you still do. Jennifer looks her best. Richie looks good. I'm looking good. How about you? Are you looking good? And what does it mean for you to look good? Do you have a nice full face as devoid of puffs and bagginess and lines and stuff? Okay, that's good. How about your hair? How's your hair? You losing your hair? You don't like it that your hair is falling out? Well, there is a fix to that problem. Product is called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. It strengthens your hair follicles. It cleanses your scalp. It allows the new hair follicles to grow up and through. So if you have aging follicles, and we all do, they're falling out. You see them in the shower, you see them on your hairbrush, but that's normal. What happens if the hair doesn't come back again because the pores are all plugged up? You need Provia. Provia to the rescue. Get your hair back or your money back. 800 425-8319. This is a topical product. You put it on your scalp. They have one of those little things that massage your scalp. That's a good way to do it. It gets in there and cleanses the pores. It's because it has a volumizer, thickens the hair that you have still in your head. So everything's going to look better and everything's going to be better. You have a money-back guarantee on this. 800-525-8319. You have my guarantee that this will work. It doesn't work for everybody. If you have male pattern baldness, it's not going to work. But if you have hair that's coming out around your parts and maybe your forehead's getting a little higher, that's the time. Here, your father needs this, Jennifer. In fact, we got to get him some. 800.
Tell him that you didn't say that.
I didn't say. No, you can tell him I said that. 800-525-8319. Guarantee your best looks. 800, nothing to lose, lots of hair to gain. Provia, 800-525-8319. There's nothing that you will not like about this. That's a double negative that means you will like the results from Provia on your hair. Get it back. 800-525-8319.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
All right, there's a nice selfie, by the way. If you follow us on Facebook or Pinterest, there's a picture of Jennifer and Larry Elder and me. It's kind of cute, taken the other day when we had lunch together. So you can check that out if you want to see how we're looking in our big smile. Somebody who's not smiling today, General David Petraeus, may be demoted.
Uh-oh.
The Pentagon is considering retroactively demoting him because he admitted to giving classified information to his biographer while he was still in uniform. Wasn't that 3 years ago or something like that?
It was a while ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on. Well, you got nothing better to do at this point. What is the point at this point? This is like the line at the to wait to be put to death.
Do you think this makes Hillary sweat, though? Because he shared classified information on a tiny level. Do you think that this makes her sweat seeing what happens to him?
Nah. I don't think anybody pays any attention. I don't think anybody pays any. We'll put those two things together, unless they're listening to this program, Jennifer. Nobody's going
to
put that
together. Just leave it to me.
Nice job, Jen, 21 after. Good day.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Top 10 hits from Glenn Frey. It was recorded in 1988 called True Love. You can crank it up for a minute, Richie, if you'd like. People want to remember him. It was hard for me sometimes to distinguish Glenn Frey and his solo act from the Eagles.
Well, sure. Yeah. And the same thing with Henley. I mean, they were the Eagles.
Yeah.
They co-wrote all of the Eagles songs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be...
So here's a slice from an interview that Glenn Frey did with Piers Morgan talking about the one song he'd like to stand as his defining song.
What is the one? If I said, right, Glenn, you've got 5 minutes to live. You can play one song to be remembered by. The defining song.
Well... You know, I have my favorite records, you know. And
What's your number one?
I loved One of These Nights.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really interesting song. I thought it was kind of cowboy R&B, you know, fuzz tones instead of saxophones. Great soul singer Don Henley. Cool chord progression. Mine. that was one of my absolute favorite Eagles records.
Yeah, great song. Can I get a Richie a little bit? What turns on your light? It's not the original version, but it's the version of it. All right, here we are in the next musical category. You talk about...
I like big butts.
Contrasts.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
I can't wait to hear what stupid story you've got lined up for this.
It's not stupid. This
oh, really?
Actually, this is the story of a lawyer named Jonathan Nichols, who's been getting calls and text messages intended for Sir Mix-a-Lot. Apparently, Mr. Nichols requested a Seattle phone number from Verizon, and the phone service assigned him the old Sir Mix-a-Lot number. So now he's getting all these raunchy text messages and calls. What's up with you, man?
He didn't figure it out until Sir Mix-a-Lot's birthday, right?
No, right. Exactly.
So what's the number from the song or the
number from the phone?
His real number.
His real phone number. He turned and he got a new phone number, so he gave up the old one. So these texts. Strangers, calls from luxury car dealerships asking Sir Mix-a-Lot to test out their new cars. And this guy for a while thought it was just wrong numbers. But then in August, as things changed, the texting started to suggest that there were a lot of women blowing kisses, happy birthday,
oh,
bottles of
awesome.
Liquor.
What a lucky guy.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
The story is
at
DougStephan.com. Sir Mix-a-Lot. He was asked what the story was. A newspaper reached out to him and he said, quote, "This is hilarious. Poor fella."
Poor fella?
Yeah.
Lucky fella.
All right. Tell him any sexy pictures, give him to the new number. That is Sir Mix-a-Lot's new number. Sir Mix-a-Lot. A lot of silly stuff there. That story at DougStephan.com. You'll be happy to know if you're still following David Bowie, his last album, Black Star, debuted in the number one position this week on the Billboard charts. This is the first time. Isn't that really a shame? These people have to die before they get to be number one. This is the first time he's ever been at the top of the album charts.
Oh, look at Eric Clapton. He had to have a son killed off for him to get a Grammy.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, you know, is it that kind of stuff that motivates people to vote for Sylvester Stallone to, you know, be the winner of the... not best actor, but supporting actor. So here's what David Bowie has done, and it has been a hard road for people to do this. Adele, with her 25 album, was number one, and it slipped to number two. It was 7 weeks on the top of the chart. By the way, if you haven't gone to DougStephan.com or any other place, you can go to the CBS website to see it, but we've got it the whole 7 minutes. I have a whole new appreciation for James Corden just because of this and seeing how relaxed and natural he was. He has a thing where he puts stars in the car, mostly musicians, and they call it, I think, karaoke car ride or something like that. And he has Adele.
Carpool, I think.
Is it the karaoke car? Yeah, whatever it is. It is superb. I went back. I took the trouble to go back and look at the Stevie Wonder thing that he did. Superb. Entertaining, fun, spirited, off the cuff. But if you have any kind of appreciation for Adele at all, you'll love her even more. And you'll like Corden, too, if you check out that video, which is in the archives at DougStephan.com.
21% of all New Year's resolutions are about losing weight, and 14% are about exercise. Health and fitness expert Laura DeAngelis has tips for success.
Schedule activity twice a week and add more days as you get conditioned. Walk around the block several times or take a few trips up the stairs.
And for watching your appetite?
Eating every few hours controls cravings. Kind snacks are great on the go for a boost before or after exercise. They're portion controlled and low in sugar with healthy fats, protein, and complex carbs.
What if you're feeling a flu coming on?
For decades, people have reached for oscillococcinum at the first sign of flu-like symptoms. Studies show it reduces the duration and severity of body aches, headache, fever, chills, and fatigue. It dissolves quickly, and it's for everyone ages 2 to 102.
What about sleep?
S-Plus by ResMed can help you get a better night's sleep. It's a non-wearable device for the bedside that syncs with your smartphone. It helps you relax, then tracks and analyzes your sleep habits, environment, and lifestyle.
For more, visit video.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Mission 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in Washington of our main studio on our originating network, Radio America. We're heard on lots of different sources, and I'm proud of that, frankly, the sort of distribution that we have that is pretty unique. And not only can you find all of the information, you can listen to us live at DougSteffen.com or RadioAmerica.org or CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com, Genesis Radio carrying the program, and CRN does as well. But the podcasts or the archives, if you will, at DougSteffen.com and RadioAmerica.org and TuneIn Radio and Stitcher. TuneIn Radio has a nice connection for us, so it's nice to be able to put all these pieces together. I guess I'm continually, continuously surprised by what people can find out about you or what they can even see. I was just Googling this Chris Ann Hall, who is connected to the Occupiers in Oregon. And as I was looking at it, all these pictures came up. I thought, how do they get all of these pictures? Where do they come from? Who assembles them? So I have never, ever done this. In the same bar, I put Doug Steffen in. And I'm looking.
You just Googled yourself?
At all these pictures of me from for years. There are hundreds of pictures of me.
I don't believe you haven't Googled yourself before.
No, I never have the pictures. No, never have.
He never Googled the pictures. He Googled links.
Yeah.
but so never clicked on images.
Of these things that go back to, and the other, Doug Steffen, is a college professor in Windsor. His pictures there, too, a few of them, but it's predominantly me and taken from all of the aspects of my career. It's really pretty interesting. Anyway, I bring myself back around to the focus that I want you to have for a few minutes on this Chris Ann Hall, who is an opportunist, some people say. She has been a radio host in Florida. She was a member of the bar, but whether she's been disbarred or she just stopped practicing, I am not sure. What I am sure of is that she's very sympathetic to the occupiers in Oregon, and I think she's on to a few things. Here she talks about her goals for this year for those people who are occupying the federal land in Oregon.
Here we are. We are in 2016, and I have decided that the 2016 goal for the Liberty First group is to take back the narrative. That's the goal. Take back the narrative. And I'm sticking to it all year round because I think it is a noble goal. I think it is a reasonable, achievable goal. And I think that it is something that must be done.
The goal is to get more private involvement in federal lands. Take back the ownership and control of all this land, which I think is a superb effort. I'm with her 100%. I'm going to try to get her on the program. I'd like to have a conversation with her. Here she responds to a reporter calling her radical for teaching the basic standards of the Constitution.
What I'm teaching you is the standard. What I'm showing you is the Constitution, the plain language of the Constitution itself, and the meaning assigned by the writers of the Constitution, which takes precedent over the court, which takes importance and over the court. And I explained to her how the Constitution is contract, and by basic, simple principles of contract law. The drafters of the contract have superiority to the interpreters of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
What the drafters meant when they wrote the contract is supreme over what the people want it to mean in the future. Nobody's going to let their contract, their business contract, their employment contract to be interpreted in any way, shape, or form as a living, breathing document. You will never find a lawyer who will allow their employment contract to be interpreted as a living, breathing document. And yet we have lawyers who want the supreme law of the land, the contract that creates the federal government, to be interpreted as a living, breathing document. How ridiculous is that? How hypocritical is that? How deceptive is that? I said, what I am teaching is the standard. The right to free speech. The right to keep and bear arms. These are the standards.
This is really compelling material. You may, if you listen to her on the radio, she may sound a little extreme. That was an excerpt from, I think, a podcast that she did earlier in the year. She runs an organization called Concerned American Patriots. She speaks around the country on search and seizure issues, the government taking things, pretty much like they've taken this land. They don't ask, they just take. They want this land. Bill Clinton was the worst or the best, depending on your point of view here. During the Bill Clinton administration, more land was taken into custody. More land became Bureau of Land Management land in most of the western states. But we have, I think it's 40% of the land in the western states is owned by the federal government. How is that right or just? Why isn't it up for public consumption? Why can't we have ranches and farms? I have this ongoing fight, and I've told you about it before, with the wildlife refuge people who have hundreds of thousands of acres in the east. And in the area where I farm, within 14, 15 square miles of where I am, there's a huge, huge basin of land that is used, wetland for the most part, but there's some usable farmland on it, and they don't want to hear from farmers. They don't want to know from nothing. This is another perfect example of no leadership. None. Zero. So this woman has taken the constitutional position, and everybody else who's lazy, that hasn't had civics, that doesn't understand how the government works, don't know that she's right. She is not a little right. She's 100% correct in the grab for power that goes on the grab for sovereignty, the overreach of the government because they can. Because they have all your money, they can sue you, they can push you around, they can take your rights from you, and they're doing it. And this is the latest example. I don't know that I look upon these people who are in Oregon as heroes, but they're bringing, and the news media has now grown bored with them, so you don't hear much about what's going on. The news media is trying to make this woman out to be a kook because she understands the Constitution. How fraudulent is that? How outrageous is that, that the news media will assume that this woman is off her rocker because she's agreeing with these people in Oregon? I don't like the word patriot attached to these sorts of things, but I will tell you, there's a lot of food for thought, and these people have gone down the right path. Maybe civil disobedience here, you can say, well, that's not good. Well, it is good. If you're not going to get attention any other way, we wouldn't be having this conversation about this woman or what's going on in federal lands if it weren't for what these people did. Whether it's illegal, why is it illegal? They're taxpayers. They paid for that. How dare you shut lands down because you don't want people there? Why don't you want people? You charge them to go on it during the day. It's not right. It's not fair. Not just. And I think it's unconstitutional.
I'm looking at a wiki map.
Yeah. All the land.
The wiki page is wikipedia.org, wiki federal lands.
Yeah.
If you look at a map of the United States, in 2012 they did it. It's about 2.27 out of the 2.27 billion acres in this country, 28% of it is owned by the federal government. And if you look at it on a map, pretty much from the Rockies west.
That's what I just said, yeah.
It's like... Right. 95%
yeah.
of it is,
right.
is federal land.
Way overboard. Way. I don't want to own that much land. Do you?
From the Rockies,
the name of the government?
From the Rockies East, it's very sparse.
Mm-hmm.
But from the Rockies West, you can barely see any privately owned land.
Hmm.
Well, it's frustrating. It really
61%
is.
Of Alaska.
It's really frustrating. But this woman has taken it on as a cause, and she makes some very good points. So maybe... you haven't heard the last, I hope you haven't heard the last, of Chris Ann Hall, who is a constitutional attorney and trying to teach people what the Constitution, you hear all these people, I'm a believer in the Constitution. They don't have a clue what the Constitution says. Boy, I believe in rule by the Constitution. Really? You know, most of you don't know what you're talking about. As there's an old expression on the farm, you're talking like a guy with a paper butt. So I'll leave
you. What does that mean?
Fresh. Jennifer, Doug, and Rich, 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Federal tax fraud is set to hit $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
More than 65 million people provide care for a family member or friends in need. The average caregiver gives 20 hours per week, with 13% spending 40 hours or more. One quarter of caregivers say their own health is fair or poor. If you're a caregiver, your independently owned HealthMart pharmacist salutes you and wants you to know they are there to help. From medication management to expert advice to just a friendly person to talk with, HealthMart cares about caregivers. Find your local HealthMart at healthmart.com.
This is my deal.
What's your deal?
I just rocked this deal.
You guys are my favorite deal.
We're the real deal, baby!
Woo! I am the deal.
Let's finish this deal.
Who doesn't love a good deal?
Best deal ever!
So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct, the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
47 at the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. You know, one of the things that's not coming out about the situation in France, I was talking earlier, and you'll see more about this during the course of the week, the unrest in France, the unemployment, the working ethic, the economy, and how, because of that, ISIS, or Daesh, preferred, is taking advantage. There are more young people that are being recruited in the poor areas of France, these neighborhoods where the Daesh recruiters are just creeping in, sowing the seeds of terror and upset. And the French government has finally realized that. They're trying to rout these people. But this is what's going to happen, as you see. If you don't get rid of, see, the whole world is going to pay the price for not doing something early on and letting these people go their way after Iraq crumbled and what we created there. We're going to have a heavy price to pay. And this is on America for screwing up Iraq in the first place. Is it not? Never. With my attitude anyway, it's not my country right or wrong. We should never have gone to Iraq. We created this mess, and now the mess is spreading because not only America doesn't have the balsam to fix it, the rest of these weaklings, there's no leadership in the world. The French, the English, the Italians, the whoever. This is not going to affect Asia as much as it's going to affect Europe. But if you don't get rid of these guys, the poison that they spread is going to stay there. You could kill them all. And there still is going to be a poison there. It'll come back because we were wrong big time in messing up Iraq. And so here's the seeds of it are being felt all over the world. And instead of fixing it, they keep letting it get worse and worse and worse. They being the weakling leaders of the West. That's what this is. And these people are smart. They take advantage of it. They go in there. There are a lot of people in France that are unemployed, a lot of areas that are very poor. And so they're just going in there and they're selling the stuff the same as the Nazis did in Germany. Exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. So, and when nobody's doing anything about it, we're just sitting here like a bunch of bumps on a log. Just ridiculous. Oy. So let's, for a minute, see if we can understand what happened over the weekend between the U.S. and Iran. Last weekend, the president said the U.S. Got rid of the economic sanctions on Iran, part of the nuclear deal. That's good for Iran. But how is this prisoner swap?
It's not good for, I mean, it's great that these guys are out. That's wonderful. But, yeah. You know, we gave up some really bad dudes to get back people like a reporter. I mean, we gave up a lot of bad people to get a couple of good people back. Mm-hmm. And I still think before you go and sit down at the table, we should negotiate from a point of power. Those hostages should have been out before the deal was even a conversation.
Yeah.
And then there's still one hostage left there that they don't know whether he's alive or dead, so they just kind of gave up on him. Didn't ask. Yeah. Didn't try.
Meanwhile, there are three U.S. contractors that have gone missing on the border of Iraq, and nobody knows where they are yet, do they? Has anybody seen?
How come we always give up like 12 or 20 or 15 and get three back?
Yeah, because we are not smart, and we don't have good leadership, and it shows more and more every single day. 51 past the hour. Yeah, food for thought. Hello. Doug Steffens, good day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here we are at 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, with more forbidden information. Nobody else in the world is going to talk about what I'm going to tell you in a moment, courtesy of the technologists here on Good Day. So stand by, sit by, don't move a mile. What is it, the old cornball expressions that your father and I used to say on the radio 40 years ago? Stand by for news. Why would you stand by? Just keep your ear open.
Don't sit. It's going to be that good.
Oh, really? Okay. Don't sit down. You won't learn a thing if you're sitting down.
That's right.
Okay. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis, retired military and police dog.
Here we are at 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, with more forbidden information. Nobody else in the world is going to talk about what I'm going to tell you in a moment, courtesy of the technologists here on Good Day. So stand by, sit by, don't move a mile. What is that, the old cornball expressions that your father and I used to say on the radio 40 years ago? Stand by for news. Why would you stand by? Just keep your ear open.
Don't sit. It's going to be that good.
Oh, really? Okay. Don't sit down. You won't learn a thing if you're sitting down.
That's right.
Okay. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Retired military and police dogs have no guaranteed pension for their medical care. The burden and cost of care fall solely on their caregivers. Recognizing this critical need, Zoetis has created the Remedil Canine Courage Program. The Canine Courage Program provides veterinary medical support for retired military and police dogs. Through it, Zoetis will help with annual health care costs to make sure these courageous dogs continue to live happy and healthy lives. Each recipient receives $300 on a debit card annually that can be used for any services offered at their veterinary clinic. Jody Riley, National Police Dog Foundation.
This groundbreaking program will allow retired police canines to receive the veterinary care they so richly deserve.
A NASA if you are the owner of shared a photo of the first flower grown in space.
This is really cool.
It really is.
Scott Kelly, actually Rich here on our show, Rich McFadden, turned me on to his Instagram feed.
Yep.
And he is up there and he's posting the coolest pictures all the time. If you have an Instagram account, he's a good follow. Just his perspective, it's nobody else's. I mean, nobody else is out there looking down on us like that.
Unique. Looking down on us almost sounds godlike, doesn't it?
I know. Well, and you know what? God doesn't have a smartphone, so I'm saying someone with a smartphone that can take pictures and send them back. So
speaking of pictures, there's a 360-degree camera coming from GoPro and Polaroid. They have put their heads together for those of you who are virtual reality users. This is like the old Cinerama. Remember, you used to go into the theater? Some of you, Kara doesn't remember that, neither does Jennifer, but I remember going into, as a matter of fact, the Arclight Theater here in Los Angeles, on where you would go and sit in the chair, and you could look around the entire 360-degree dome to watch the picture, the movie, whatever it was on all around, wrap-around movie and wrap-around sound. It was fascinating. I don't know why it didn't continue, as a matter of fact, but this looks like a modern-day version of that. Windows 7 and Windows 8 support cut by Microsoft. They want all of you Windows users, all of me and you, I use Windows, don't like it anymore, but I use it. There are some people who were leery of this, including my technical advisor. He says now he thinks it works well, has the look and feel of Windows XP. What I remember about XP, I didn't like. But supposedly, according to these people writing these reviews, it works as well as that does. So you can put that in your pipe and smoke it one way or the other. Dish Network reaching 2 million subscribers this year, Jennifer, with its Sling streaming video service. What is that? What's the Sling Box?
Sling Box is actually really cool. You hook it up in your home or wherever your DVR is.
Yeah.
And then through your cell phone, you can watch whatever's on your DVR from anywhere that you are.
Really?
Or you can even watch live TV. So my dad has one of these, and he can go anywhere, watch stuff from his DVR, or he can turn his TV on, and he can watch Dodger games. He can watch
wherever he is.
Wherever he is, right on his cell phone.
Go to Cuba and do it. By the way, U.S. Telecommunications companies being invited to go to Cuba to set up their stuff there. That's about time for that, right? 59 after on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.